Ladies and gentlemen, Scriff, did you just cancel that before it finished, Scriff? You rubbish. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Good Show, powered by Asus. It's episode four
from season two. Yeah.
We're getting into the seasons thing here. We're doing it all pro and shit. I'm, of course, joined by Sandler, who inevitably will maybe, by the end of the day, I suggest different objects to shove up my ass. How's it going, Sandler?
Not bad, man. Better than last week.
Yeah, okay. That's at least a decent start. And, of course, this is going to be the Good Studio B team, because, unfortunately, we don't have Newman and Hellspawn. Instead, in our small corner, we have a Canadian and a Swedish man. How's it going, Wepaz and Adebisi?
That's good.
Yeah, good.
Yep.
Good. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
So much to say.
Yeah, I'm awesome as well. Or at least I tell people. Adebisi is sticking around because you're off to MLG Dallas next Thursday. So you're going to be chilling out at the Good Studio for a bit?
Yeah, pretty much. Staying here for a week. Going to Dallas. A lot of traveling in November. It's going to be a busy month. I hope I don't want to kill myself by the end of it.
Is observing that hard of a job?
Yeah.
You look pretty tired, actually, backstage at DreamHack Bucharest, I have to say.
Well, it's always, like, so dark backstage that sometimes it's just, like, you kind of get tired.
Yeah. And, Wepaz, you also went to DreamHack Bucharest. You helped with the Twitch TV Player Lounge.
Yeah, it was nice.
And you're here to talk about some Dota 2, maybe?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
No, we don't want to hear anything.
It's like we've gone from the complete opposite from Hellspawn to Wepaz. Hellspawn talks loads. Wepaz, he just smiles. You don't need anything else, just a smile. So we're indoors, and I'm wearing a coat because that's how it's going.
What's up, Scriff? Hi, Scriff. How you doing, man? How you doing this week?
Yeah. Fuck out, guys.
You got a mic, you know this, right?
He doesn't know how to use it yet.
Okay.
And also, Stijo is here, one of the admins. Stijo, lean forward. Give him a little wave. Stijo, one of the admins, worked on DreamHack Bucharest.
He was like,
fuck going home. I want to sit behind you guys and watch you play Dota. That's pretty much what's happened.
That's how good I am.
Yeah, all right. He's not watching you.
It's like a dream. You know, it's exciting. He's
watching Semler play StarCraft 2 because apparently, you know, he's better than Apollo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been proven. Agree on
Hard
that
as well.
Yeah, I think there's proof now of it.
All right, then. So let's get into the show. Of course, end of year, there's always going to be loads of events, but the big one that we pretty much all attended here was DreamHack Bucharest, but we've got lots of news in StarCraft 2. I guess, Semler, you want to kick us off with some of the topics of the week?
Sure, we got quite a few in StarCraft 2, actually. I figure we could go ahead and start off with the results, seeing as how this weekend was pretty jam-packed. You know, we want to start with GSL, I suppose. The GSL Finals just happened this last weekend. We had MVP go up against Life, you know, the boss Emperor Terran going up against the underdog Zerg in this sort of case. IBC, you watched it with us, or, you know, obviously. What did you think of it, man?
The games are really good. I think Life is awesome. Life's been like up and coming for a long time now. It was his first season in Code S, so he's the first Royal Roader. For anyone who doesn't know, basically you're a Royal Roader if the first season you qualify for one of the Korean leagues and you win it. That's what that is. So he did it. Games are good. Because we were in Bucharest, I'm like halfway through the fifth game now, but games have all been good. Obviously, know the results, but. It's good.
It was a close series in the end.
Yeah.
MVP put up a good fight using his patented builds, etc. But Life, really, you just got to be like, cue the Terran and Toss tears. Because we got a Zerg, we got a Zerg winning again.
It was nice to see some Terran games after Bucharest, because there was not too many Terran games at Bucharest.
Yeah, it was kind of lacking on that, especially with a few of them dropping out. But the ones that did play, I guess we can just go ahead and segue right into Bucharest, seeing as how GSL, okay, everybody, Life won. Fantastic job to him. Congratulations. But now let's talk about Bucharest. That happened this weekend as well. Unless we have something to say?
I was giving a thumbs up to Life, man. I was isn't he ranked now on that little Team Liquid bar?
Let's take a look here.
There, he's up there, man. He's a GSL Bucharest champ.
I think he qualified for MLG Dallas as well, so he'll be He'll be there repping the GSL players in Zurich.
Stajo, we all know what you're doing, by the way. Stajo's in chat. Live on the show on his mobile phone. I'm like, why is everyone saying hi, Stajo? And I'm like, ah, oh, gosh, there he is. Of course.
But yes, Life is number one on TLPD.
Yeah. Go him. Okay, then. So, DreamHack Bucharest just wrapped up this weekend. I think it was... the only thing you can really say about it an event-wise, it's DreamHack standard, and it was probably an amazing thing to bring to the Romanian gaming scene, just because they've always had a really big scene in Romania, but it was always really based around the Counter-Strike and the Dota a long time ago, and to bring something of this caliber in, a lot of people said they turned up for something else, and then the StarCraft is what kept them. Of course, you had Red Eye hosting, who's also in chat right now, so you can, I don't know if he can read what you guys say, he might need to put his glasses on, he's a little bit old, as you probably can see from some of his live appearances, but they try not to make the stage too high, just because it's hard to get him up there and down. But he does want the stage high just because of how short he is. So, double-edged sword there, Red Eye. And of course, he was hosting with Apollo and Jurassar as the commentators. And the turnout in terms of pro players, a lot of people didn't say was the best.
No, it was a little bit on the light side, especially since we lost a handful of Koreans as well that were really kind of the shining stars.
Yeah, I mean, if everybody who was originally signed up to go, it would have actually been like an insanely good event, because, I mean, you had Stefano, who was originally going to go, Naniwa, all the Apex players, which is basically the remains of OGS, so...
And also Rhett as well.
Yeah, Rhett pulled out.
He had to change apartments or something like that.
Yeah, he was moving.
Yeah, moving. But he's already qualified for winter, so...
Yeah, so it wasn't super necessary for him to go, but... it was still a good event, though, and Nercio, I think, was kind of the favorite going into it, and he didn't... He didn't really disappoint. There were some games against Starnan where it's kind of like, oh my god, is he not playing up to the standard that we kind of expect from Nercio? But he pulled it through. And I mean, the finals were Nercio being Nercio getting it done.
What was the prize money for DreamHack Bucharest? I didn't really...
It's about 10K for first place, I want to say.
Yeah, and I think you're correct.
Something along those lines.
And then, but what was important about this event, I guess, not to lead off too far in the future, this is the last qualification tournament that you can actually get a direct qualification or an invite through winning a tournament to DreamHack Winter. So actually a lot of the members of that tournament were actually messaging Hellspawn backstage saying, did I get through? Mm. And some of them that just got through, I think TLO.
Yeah,
TLO just barely through, or something like that.
And I think Naniwa as well hasn't competed in so many.
He just barely got through.
We've got a fucking admin here who knows what the fuck's going on. Stajo.
Stajo.
Where can we actually find who's qualified for DreamHack Winter?
Liquipedia.
Liquipedia.
Just go to Liquipedia.
It's on the show notes if you want to actually pull it up. It's a really good player list, too. You got a lot of Korean Terrans, and then you got a good mix of foreign Zergen Protoss.
Oh, yeah, I got it. The top 24 is now set.
Yep.
You guys are on your shit. Yeah, so top 24 is, as mentioned, now set.
It's going to be fantastic.
And Scriff has come to my screen. You're more than welcome, Scriff. Yeah, there you go, Scriff. That didn't work out very well, did it? because you know what happened, Scriff? Out of BC, been playing with the resolution. Scriff. Scriff. Not yet, Scriff. Let's just pretend nothing... This is powered by Asus, by the way. they're not responsible for how intelligent you are using their monitors, but they do make good monitors as well. I don't know why I've got Olimers on someone's...
Did you close it by
accident? Jesus Christ. All right, Scriff, press the button.
Wait, I'm flaming
at the
BC in chat.
No, team.
Scriff! That did not work the second time. Gosh. I never thought we really needed trance until the fact that we can't even get a screen up. So you guys can head over to wiki.teamliquid.net, DreamHack Open Winter. And some of the players that made it through just even barely though still got a great shot at actually doing well, like Soke, TLO, Naniwa was there. But it should be a really good lineup for DreamHack Winter, which is obviously going to be in November, around about
the 24th,
25th? Yeah.
22nd, 25th,
something like that? Yeah, oh my god, Trance, you're such an fucking anal person. He's rang the house. to talk to Squiff to tell Squiff what he needs to fix. What did you need to fix, Squiff?
Nothing.
No,
nothing.
Come on, what needed fixing?
No, it was just a text like adjusting the mics.
Yeah.
That the right one is actually the left one, and the left one is actually the right one.
So he wasn't the show. Actually on the problem at hand.
Yeah, but in terms of Nurture winning and the whole tournament as a whole, any kind of anything to say about the tournament in terms of highlights, things that maybe someone even didn't like? Anything from you out of BC?
I mean, Giant was the Hungarian player who went 6-0 in the second group stage, 2-0'd the STC. He looked really good. I think TLO continuing to show that he's actually in form, and I think we can expect Bulgarian, not Hungarian. I'm North American, guys. Fuck me, I'm sorry.
Fuck geography, who needs it?
Yeah. But TLO looking good. Otherwise, nothing too crazy. I think for the most part, the bracket kind of played out how people would expect, except also Fnatic Rain not quite doing as well as people kind of expect. Both the Korean Terrans
getting
basically
out,
falling
yeah.
short.
I mean, you were expecting them to make top four, at least get into the semifinals, you know?
Yeah, I think round of eight, anything less than round of eight is a pretty big surprise for those two mm-hmm. Terran. And the SDC, I really thought it would be the SDC and Nurture in the finals.
Yeah, I think the Web has...
Wasn't it a big surprise as well with Starnung going into round...
Yeah,
making it up to the semifinals, so...
That was his best result yet, and he even took a... He took a game off of Nurture too, which is...
Nani Wa
couldn't take
a
game off Nurture when they played... I think it was like a best of nine they played for an ESL show match. It was a lot of games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was good though. The whole tournament. I think they had League of Legends the first day with some Counter Strike, and then StarCraft II on the main stage for the second day. It really did feel like I have to say, it kind of felt like going back in time a little bit, where people would used to organize their LAN tournaments because it was pretty ghetto entrance.
Yeah,
wasn't it like really small?
Yeah, no, it wasn't small. It wasn't like they sold out. It was like 1,000. They actually oversold, and yeah. Pepsi supplied like loads of free drinks and stuff like that. And but in terms of like the atmosphere of like how it was, it felt like where you would hold like a drum and bass party or a rave.
Well, there was a hip-hop concert.
Wasn't there?
Oh, really? Yeah, there was a hip-hop concert.
That's what it got into.
I saw,
they
had that guy, the most famous rapper. Was it MC Apollo?
Yep.
Or, yeah, he turned out.
He was there.
He gave a pretty shit performance, actually. He got booed off stage. People didn't see that. The actor, actually, he was so bad that they had to turn off the whole stream. And bodyguard had to take
him out. I had nothing to do with that, guys. I had nothing to do with the power going out or anything at all.
They actually saw them walking in, but I have to say pretty amazing event, just like the DreamHack partners in Romania, like Sylvia, they really did put on something that was gonna want the audience and want people that even weren't there, that they're gonna want to bring DreamHack back next year.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's what's important.
The crowd was awesome. The crowd reminded me of the NASL season 3 finals crowd, where it was like a big esports event coming to a place where there hasn't really been something for a while, and so the crowd is just really into it, and clearly like going back to Romania would make a lot of sense if there's that much support there for it.
Yeah, definitely. And what else was there really? We had the huge Twitch Players Lounge that Webaz, you were working in. How was that? The players happy?
Yeah, the players were happy. Kind of sad we didn't get the computers until like really late the first day, so they couldn't really practice, and we only got 9, but they were still happy about it, and it was really nice. We had a security company that checked the wristbands, so we we didn't have to do that.
When we went to Spain, they gave whatever wristbands to anybody, so people would come up to the Twitch Players Lounge, and they would be like, it's fucking rainbow colors, man. It's like...
Yeah, but they had security guys that checked the wristbands, so we didn't have to do that, so it was kind of chill. But it was a really good lounge with like two big predictors for the streams as well, so that was really good.
And of course, in terms of hosting, Red Eye, stellar job as normal. I think people still get surprised that Red Eye does a good job, but what they don't realize is he was here before a lot of us. I mean, he's got
10 years experience?
Well, I was going to go dinosaurs, but
he did win Pac-Man, when was it, like 71
or
something?
1971.
He's actually been hibernating. He was
I can't say too nice things about him, really, because, like, you know, in all fairness, it's like he's been around a long time, but the highlight of his career, joining ESL, I mean, highlight, really? I mean, that's so 2006. Red Eye did a great job, and 1971, yeah, sorry, Red Eye. Yeah, Red Eye did a great job. Apollo, of course, yeah, he's upstairs, so he knows he did. But what about Jorasaw? How do you think he fared on his main stage? Because Jorasaw, we've got to remember, has been the community caster for DreamHack. And this is really, I guess, in some ways, a thank you from DreamHack for all the work he's put in. Mm-hmm. And we spoke about his WCS performance where he muddled up maybe some information. He actually told me that he had his mum over for like, and then he literally just went straight from spending a week with family to, I was like, yeah, that's how you forget about interceptors. But how did he do? What was your kind of feedback on him as a caster?
I thought it was solid. Like, you know, anytime you're casting with someone new on the first day, him and Apollo kind of got to get their groove going, but it was good, and it's good to see some kind of new blood getting in there. Hope to see kind of, you know, more people. And I mean, they're long days too. Like, shit, it's like 12 hours of casting and so forth. So he held his own good. And certainly be intimidating, you know, especially when you're kind of getting paired up with someone who is just so accomplished, like Sean
the guy
Clark,
who's like up the in guy. His cage right now.
Can Sean? We see him? Yeah. Sean, you said you couldn't be on the show because you had to help your girlfriend cook. If helping your girlfriend cook involves telling your girlfriend to cook, then I've been cooking all my life.
And Trans has been cleaning all his life.
I don't know what. We're not freeing Apollo. Yeah, and then of course at the end of the whole event, after everyone won, Twitch TV and DreamHack Bucharest partner helped organize an after party where I danced my little feet off.
No.
I was like the best dancer in that club, to be honest, man.
Yeah, I can tell by the reactions.
Stizer, how good was I at dancing?
Perfect. Yeah, thumbs up from Scriff too, man. You got like the highest praise here.
Housewarm complimented me.
I was impressed. I didn't think you had it in you to dance quite like that, but you showed something.
Well, I used to be a stripper, so. I mean, my moves weren't for the clientele. Admittedly, there were a lack of girls, but I just felt, you know, Des Rose traveled so far. Don't want to upset him. And yeah, the after party was really good. Everyone had a good time. So the whole event was just, yeah, fun. I'll show you my dance moves, guys, at DreamHack Winter. You turn up, bust them out. Yeah, the hips don't lie. Good one, Arain Dieng. I'll steal that. All right, so any last words on DreamHack Bucharest in terms of things that we should talk about? The other thing I should mention, actually, stream numbers. Mm-hmm. Pretty yeah. low for a big mm-hmm. event.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it was 35K with all languages, maybe, which, I mean, I think Valencia was about 60 peak, maybe. Paulo's not nodding or shaking his head.
Paulo's kind of like,
I'm not sure.
Maybe.
But, I mean, the player pool wasn't as strong. The hours were a little bit different, too, maybe earlier, so it's a little bit harder. We finished earlier, so it's a little bit harder for some of the West Coast Americans to get on. But that's still a solid number, 35K. Yeah.
And Red Eye apparently is saying that I promised there would be girls at the after party. Did anyone see Red Eye at the after party?
No.
No. No, Red Eye.
Getting called out, Red Eye.
Red Eye had a private party in his hotel, and they're guaranteed there were girls there.
Exotic massage.
Exotic massage. He picked up one of the flyers visiting. At the door.
We don't know if that's true, but we just hope it is. Yeah, Red Eye just left, man. He was like, I didn't even see him there. Street from Fnatic was getting hooked up at the after party. He had some moves. You see him? The
no.
manager?
Apparently he had a flight at 4 a.m. Apparently
I saw
his flight at 4 a.m. Sorry.
Nana.
The street, the girl street hooked up with, her friend like puked all over or something, so he carried her out and then she went with him. So.
Nama left his phone in the taxi.
Oh.
So last event Nama went to, he missed his flight in Valencia. And then this event, he left his phone in a taxi. So he's doing
outside
great.
Outside of the airport. He outside figured out airport, like 2 minutes later, like, oh shit, I left my phone.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just interesting to see the numbers of that event because I think it's worth talking about in so many ways, cost efficiency for the actual numbers and viewership and stuff. But I don't think actually the numbers were what was the big success of this event. Mm-hmm. Like I would say being in Romania doing this kind of event was the success. So yeah. I don't think the numbers really played into a fact that you can say, oh, it wasn't a successful event. I still think they were pretty good numbers.
Do we have any figures on how many people actually attended the event live?
Well, there were 1,000 tickets sold but they sold more than that. And then in terms of people just being able to get in, I actually think you had to be a ticket holder. Stijo? You have to be a ticket holder to get in, right? How many tickets do they sell?
Over 1.2.
Over 1.2, yeah.
Well, the StarCraft 2
game. 2K people attended,
2K,
yeah.
Yeah, 2K attendees.
It was full. Like, the audience was packed, and people were standing behind because they didn't have seats, so the live audience was nice, at least.
Yeah, it looked great when they were doing their whole hype.
Yeah.
StarCraft 2 audience was bigger than the League of Legends one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is StarCraft 2.
It is kind of an unfair comparison because the League of Legends teams were just Romanian teams.
Yeah,
and
but you also have to be of age to get in the event. Stop. So most of the Legends players couldn't attend. They just went to the farmers.
I mean, it was in the nightclub after all.
No, we don't accept any pro wall fucking chat in here, man. It's hater out.
But realism, my friend.
No.
Reality.
Realism, don't be bringing that to an information show. All right, so yeah, we'll wrap up that one then. So what's next on the agenda of interesting things to talk about? Should we talk about WCS Global Finals?
I think so. Speaking of tickets sold, more than 10,000 tickets sold. Apparently the event's been sold out in China. So that's actually quite big. We had a couple points that we wanted to bring up, however. So yeah, 10,000 tickets sold. However, one big thing is that Grubby is attending and participating in the tournament, and that could be something that leads into that many tickets getting sold, seeing as how he has 693,000 followers on the Chinese Twitter. And so because of that kind of clout, you got to wonder, or it's a pertinent question, is everybody just coming to see Grubby? Or are they actually coming for the
main
event?
He is actually that big.
He is actually that big over there.
Like, honest to God, Grubby, there's stories. You hear the stories about him a long time ago when he used to play Warcraft 3, went to an event, and there were so many people like hanging around the hotel, like outside the room and stuff. He had to climb out the window of the hotel and run away just to be able to get away. Like, it's hard for him to get into taxis when he leaves events. It's really fucked up. I went there in like 2006 to China, and like whenever you could tell where Grubby was because there would be a sea of people moving with him, and then in the middle there would be Grubby, and they would always leave room for him to walk around. But it was just like, if you saw it from a bird's eye view, it would look like really weird.
It's the shark moving through the school of fish, you know.
And that's how big Grubby is. Yeah, so he's got 693,000 followers on Twitter. So that is a good point of why that is. I think a lot of people would get involved just to see Grubby again, because he hasn't been so active over there from his Warcraft 3 days, so it's probably good for them to see him again. And the other thing as well, it's like World of Warcraft is being presented over there. How big of a game does World of Warcraft feel for the Chinese market these days?
That's the kind of thing where,
like, I have no idea.
Don't know.
Yeah. I haven't necessarily followed the pro scene in the longest time. I mean, of course you would know, but like,
a lot of people literally go to Blizzard events just because they're Blizzard events. Yeah. It's like, if Blizzard come anywhere near you, in terms of, most people will be like, yeah, okay, I'll go check it out. There's always some stuff going on, but yeah. Who knows?
More speculation than anything.
Yeah, but still, 10,000 tickets sold, so.
So it's already a success at that point.
Yeah, it's really good. Next on the news, then, Semler beat Apollo in a straight-up best of seven. And what's that, Apollo?
What's that, Apollo?
Apollo's a little bit sad. I'll explain, guys. So they played a best of seven, but the best of seven worked in this way that Semler only had to win one game. And Semler did win one game, as a matter of fact. Apollo forgot to make any units that could attack air, so he lost the game. And that's that.
I was trying to find the pic earlier. Somebody screenshotted it when you see a peekaboo motherfucker and my mutas are tearing into his natural. I wanted to find that so bad.
Out of all the good things you've done, that has got to be one of the lowest points of your career.
The thing is, there's so much going around it. I play again for like 10 times the stake to make it the fastest thing ever.
Do it.
I'm that confident.
Yeah. You want to do it next month?
Next month, give Semler 4 weeks of practice.
4 weeks of practice. Here, do it again.
Four different
all-ins. Yeah, build four different all-in builds.
I don't need four.
And you're gonna up the stakes, right?
You'll up the stakes.
How much?
Yeah, I don't mind.
It has to be on a ratio, so you up it too.
Yeah, sure.
So what was it? It was.
Well, I didn't have anything running on this one, so upping zero is great for me. You know, I'll up it all you want.
If I won 4-0, you owe me 50 euros.
Was it that? No. Yeah. The bet was, I have to take a map off. I had nothing to lose. The bet was, you had everything to lose.
Holy shit, you actually did have something to lose. You just didn't even know this.
I didn't even know.
You're the worst gambler.
I was just like, I got 50 euros in the bank, man.
If you
want
to buy 10, it can be 500 euros, and I'll buy you 10,000 bottles of whiskey.
Ooh, 500 euros.
I do that.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Well, it's a tasty deal.
Yeah,
Can you afford 500?
Yeah, that's right, man.
I can spot you €250 if you do a 250 bet. Yeah, but you have to fucking train. I don't even want you to win. That's the funny thing.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I'm doing with the money.
Why are you doing this, man? No, we can do it if you want. Yeah.
You
want
to do 500 euros?
But it's a full best of seven.
Yeah.
Full best of seven.
Full yeah. best of seven. He has to win one map.
Yeah, I just have to win four.
Yeah, you have to go 4-0.
Yeah, I do that.
€500.
Yeah.
Apollo fucking laying down the smack.
Oh,
dude,
shit.
Dude, yeah, I think that's fun.
I can't back down from that.
The thing is, like, everybody knew, apart from people who want to troll me, that it would have been the most one-sided thing ever until I got complacent. Which is okay.
I think there's a difference between complacent and cocky.
Complacent just means playing Terran, actually, yeah. in this situation.
Complacent and cocky is the same thing.
All right.
I agree. Because, the last map of the series isn't some time to take it serious or anything.
Not really.
Yeah, alright.
Okay, well, if I do a serious one, then...
I'm down, man.
Let's do it.
Best of 950,
That's going. That's going somewhere, man.
So you want to do it seriously? You want to do a serious one?
Sure, let's do it. I'm down.
500, you can't afford €500,
Samba. That's because I don't care, I'm not going to lose.
I'll spot €250, and I reckon if we hype the shit out of it, we'll get ad rev, that can cover the rest. We'll fucking sell a few mouse pads or bits of your hair.
The rematch.
No tears, only dreams. Dude, I don't know, it doesn't even matter, you don't have to back me, because I'm not going to lose, but it's fine.
But it's cool. At what cost, says Red Eye, but at what cost? Alright, so yeah, we'll do that... We'll hopefully get that done either in November, but, we could do some fun stuff in the build-up to Christmas, so maybe December we'll do some more fun stuff with the studio.
I'll go home December soonish.
What time, when are you going home in December?
First week
of December.
My brother's coming back from Australia.
Is he?
I've seen him like 4 years.
So All right, okay, well, November it is. In fact, I'll ring up DreamHack and book the main stage. I'll put you both in the fucking ice hockey ring.
This is what you all came for.
And I'll make a massive pause just before the big StarCraft 2 finals. And the main event. The reason you're all here. Yeah, me and Adam BC will cast the shit out of that. I mean, hell, it won't last long, right? We got four all-ins over here.
Four all-ins.
And we got a very sweaty Apollo.
Defending the four all-ins Apollo.
Dude, you don't know what Semler could get up to in 4 weeks or something. All right, so let's move on. So the continuation of...
what's TLO's number again?
That's... yeah. moving on, we did GSL finals, we talked a little bit about Bucharest, about 35k concurrence in all languages, no Terrans in the round of eight. Okay, yeah, we're on to MLG now, so MLG Dallas is the next event around the corner in terms of a major event, and it's already announced some of its commentators and hosts. Apollo, you're going to be there? I think Day 9 is going to be there as well.
Yeah.
And
Total
other
Biscuit,
people.
Mr. Bitter.
Total Biscuit, Mr. Bitter. They got their in-house guys, Axel Toss.
That's
and,
what I said.
Axel
other people.
Other people. They are indeed people. There will be no animals helping commentate the event.
No, MLG. They experiment.
And Clutch
with...
hosting. Don't forget.
Sorry, Clutch is hosting. I do apologize.
Interestingly, I'd say that the groups are up, so people can take a look. I don't know if we actually have this. Thing working with Scrift to actually put that up, but
I don't think so.
There is the four Kestrel players confirmed, so I think this event is looking pretty damn good. Scarlet's first major open event outside of anything WCS, so she's seeded into the groups. Got Major in there.
I'm good just stuff. Looking at Scriff actually lean over his desk and pick up HDMI cables that aren't plugged into anything, and then look at it and go,
well, the cable's just not plugged in.
Is that why the screen
doesn't
work?
Nice
script?
Setting up
Can you
there.
Put the camera on yourself? Can you show us the HDMI cable which is suspicious to you?
Oh, yeah. And the rest is over here. If you put the camera on me.
Trance.
We found the other side.
Trance.
No, wrong camera,
fucking script. Trance, I know you could suggest where these cables could go.
My camera's
Apollo. Apollo, it goes in beside. It should be parallel
no,
to.
Not
no?
Not for this.
You're ruining the whole MLG segment.
Yeah.
It should be a HDMI cable.
no HDMI cable here.
No, it's DVI-U. It's like, isn't there a second DVI port in that?
It's not the same thing.
If you ever buy an Asus monitor, they do come with HDMI cables. And for advice for plugging them in, we'll add that to our Learn to Play series. Oh, wait, you plugged it in now.
Got it.
You didn't.
Wait. Apollo, is Apollo the next trance?
try.
No!
It's one of your
things.
No, fuck you. Should I check the powers on?
Yeah, just make sure there's two displays.
There is two displays. It says there.
Displays.
One
duplicate, not extend.
Duplicate displays. Landscape. Detect,
no,
you
should just
duplicate.
Identify. It's one and two.
You know what? You probably have to restart XSplit because XSplit's such a fucking stupid program. When you plug new stuff in, XSplit needs to restart.
No,
it doesn't. It
wasn't the issue last
time.
Nice one.
Way to go and slam XSplit, mate. That was our next sponsor. All right. So Apollo Tech Support will be working on this as we continue our MLG segment.
Tell Trans you can text me. Sure.
Yeah, Trans, you can text
me. Text script.
When we get it fixed, we won't even use that feature. We'll just be like, nah.
You probably press the wrong button.
And Scriff actually checks his phone.
I don't know why I'm trying to help.
Okay.
Next topic.
All right.
Sometimes Trans takes a lot of hate, but there's sometimes you just gotta love him.
Like, where the fuck is he? So more interestingly, you mentioned about MLG, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's just like Raleigh didn't have any Kestrel players, and they debuted their new format where instead of like a group being like round robin play, it's like an 8-man bracket. And so it'll be interesting to see with a much stronger player pool how people react to the format, because I think it should be good. There's going to be a lot of good matchups as opposed to some lesser known American players getting a chance on the big stage and kind of not having
fuck
a hope in hell.
Lesser known American players.
Yeah, they're. That's why I'm in Europe, man. No, I love the American
But
players.
Would you reckon there's in terms of what the event will be like to watch or to attend? MLG Dallas, a lot of room down there for crazy, so, you know, big buildings. And isn't that where they had some of their best events at MLG Dallas?
I think that's actually where they had their worst event.
Yeah. Really?
No, it was MLG Dallas 2010. That's when, that was the catastrophe to end all catastrophes.
That's bringing the satellite.
Yeah. But, I mean, otherwise, I think it'll just be kind of the same MLG production quality we've come to know and love, and I'm looking forward to it. Not looking forward to the flight, but
thanks,
I'm looking forward
JP.
To it. You're welcome.
He's not on the payroll.
You want me a bitch? I could bitch about their map pool if you want.
Go on, then. Yeah. Give us something.
Well, I mean, their map pool is kind of as bad as every other foreign tournament's map pool. Like, there's kind of nothing new coming in. They finally got rid of Shakur Spital and put in Ohana, so...
Still
I don't know.
Keeping tall,
I though, think right? map pools, it's just they're kind of hopeless in general right now. The only league that ever adds new maps is GSL, and they just kind of seem to keep adding bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger maps, and it doesn't really inspire new play. They just announced one of their new maps, their new map for the next season, and it's kind of just like they took Daybreak and they like rotated it on its side, so it's not too inspiring, but...
Well, that's
there you
a
go.
Big point of discussion, though, that's been going on for a while.
Yeah, I think at the top of Reddit right now, people are complaining.
Exactly.
And honestly, to me, it kind of falls on Blizzard, because if you can't play these maps in the ladder, then how can you expect tournaments to really use them? And it's really unfair to players who want to be able to practice on the ladder. And I mean, even now, it's like if you play a ladder game, you play on Antigua Shipyard,
Daybreak.
You end up getting, The spawns aren't
into
locked
Valley.
Spawns, so it's like if you end up with non-cross positions on Antigua Shipyard, it's kind of a pointless practice game if you're trying to train for tournaments. So, yeah, there you go.
But remember, Blizzard are always listening. Just like I listen to Semler. That's what they say, actually. There was apparently I got contacted by a pro. I'll say his name. And he said that on the private forums, in terms of all the pro players, Blizzard have actually asked for feedback on, like...
No, I mean, they've been really active with the Heart of the Swarm stuff.
Yeah.
Responding, and the pro forum looks good, so... Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. That was Chef that told me they were actively listening. Chef's a very nice man.
Yes, he is. There's also, if you guys want, there's a VOD that's up on SC Reddit right now of Destiny, Morrow, who's the third member? Desro.
Oh, Chamantro?
Yeah, you talking do about that. Exactly. Maps came up, and essentially the players gave their three opinions as to, you know, why maps are the way they are, because the gameplay itself is too restrictive to be able to get too creative with the maps. Because if you do something crazy, it can affect the whole
thing. I mean, there
are
certain things where it's just like there's no three-player map, and I mean, there's no... There's nothing, because I agree with what they say about certain rules can't be broken, about map design, but I don't know. We'll see. Maybe we'll get there one day in terms of maps.
Maps are the most important thing, man.
Maps are pretty damn important.
Yeah. I said that when I was talking about FPS games and the design. It's like, get fucking good maps so people can actually play good games. Bad maps equal to suck. And, of course, right now I've been told to talk on longer. This production team is just...
They're so on top of
their
shit.
We've got three people to replace Trance. And it's not working out great. I'm currently working with Apollo's arm, and all they're actually doing to replace Trance is install TeamViewer so Trance can do it himself. But three people can't install TeamViewer.
It's not working, Trance. From that one, James, you should get
just ignore it
open and just go, fuck it, and turn this around.
Yeah, there you go.
No, that doesn't even matter.
Let's not do
it. Doesn't
that.
Even matter.
It won't work.
All right, so yeah, MLG Dallas is coming up. What are the dates for that? Any off the top of the head? It's going to be
November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
Yeah, yeah. So first week of November. Make sure you check it out. It should be one of the biggest tournaments up to the end of the year, along with, like, I think IPL actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty important event for them, because you look at the North American scene and you've got IPL 5 is like a hugely important event for them. And, you know, MLG kind of lost a bit of steam after Raw. Like, yeah. And then NASL Grand Finals, December. I assume there will be in December. I don't know when. They haven't released any details of that. But I assume that's coming maybe in the future. I don't know.
Well, maybe.
But like, it would be really funny to see the big four final events of the year done by DreamHack, who are kind of standing alone right now in terms of what they do over in Europe. Can't really say Intel Extreme Masters is this. I think, I'm not sure where Iron Squid, where it finishes, but I think it's next year.
Yes, next year.
And I also got ESWC, actually, just around the corner. So that's there pretty much, you know.
Oh,
same
weekend.
It's the same weekend as
that. That's during MLG.
Weekend. So that's the first week of November. And then, of course, you've got your IPL, your NASL, and then you'll be able to really just see what people did on the big finish. Then you've got Blizzard's version of it over in WCS Shanghai. So we'll see what that is. But yeah, so it'd be really fun when we come back on the show later these weeks and actually just look into what people did with their money shot. Really, it is the money shot.
It's going to be the end of the year wrap-up show. That's what we all have to wait for.
All right, so I can't. Oh shit!
I'm just
someone's on my PC.
If we're talking about MLG, I'm just excited to see the Kespa players, man. Like, we have four Kespa players getting seeded into the groups. Flash is one of them. I mean, that's gonna be monstrous.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I want to talk about, because you can kind of predict the first round matchups if you can see the groups. That's why I wanted it on the screen. But basically, because the Kespa players aren't seeded in the groups yet, because it depends on how they end up finishing in the MVP Invitational. Mm-hmm. But if the seeding works the way it worked in the last tournament, basically, if you look at Group A, the 17th seed plays the 24th seed, and so forth. So basically, Son, Baby Knight, Life, and Scarlet will all get matched against the Kespa players. So, I mean, if the opening match is Scarlet versus Flash, that's like, shit, that's a pretty big match that I think a lot of people are going to be interested in.
Exactly. That's the thing. They have so many opportunities for hype with this. Exactly that. You just probably hit the best one on the head. But,
yeah, I mean, that's,
you know, like, who from NA isn't going to want to watch Scarlet go up against the biggest beast in Korea? Yeah. It's going to be pretty massive.
But I think that kind of wraps up MLG, unless we're going to keep on talking about it. MLG's really lucking out with these technical problems, man.
Stall as much as you can.
Can you try it now? Try it now. Press the button.
Nope.
Alright.
Wait.
Do we want to just stay on this or we want to move on? We could potentially just move on.
I think so. I mean, moving right along, we mentioned the Lone Star Clash as well. They've got their first 10 players announced. Mm-hmm. It's a really nice looking tournament. You got Naniwa down there too. So he's kind of making his comeback with MLG and Lone Star after kind of being pretty quiet. I mean, he got knocked out of GSL, and outside of that, he's just been really quiet. Yeah, once again, we can't really pull that up on the screen, but you can look on Team Liquid and see the 10 players.
The technology just isn't there yet.
Now, I got to give some credit to Lone Star Clash. They're really smart. They do their event also in Texas a week after MLG, so they can just say, hey guys, you know, just stick around for a week, play this tournament next weekend, and they get a really, really nice player pool.
And, I mean, looking at the... We have about, what, 10 players revealed now so far, and just looking at the lineup, it's already goddamn amazing. I mean, We've got Stefano that's going to be playing Naniwa, so you have a potential matchup there, the matchup that so many people have been waiting to see. You also have Violet that's going to be there, Thorzane, the champ of our latest tournament, Rhett.
Crank.
I mean, it's a who's who so far.
And then, of course, you've got D9, Total Biscuit, and Axel Toss going to be commentating that.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, the other commentators. Love those guys. So how's Naniwa doing these days? Have we heard much drama around him? I saw some stuff on Twitter with, was it Husky? Did anyone see that?
He actually apologized to Husky, I believe.
Yeah, he was like, because apparently StarCraft 2 on YouTube is down. It's going down. And Husky's like, I love this. Don't worry, guys. Still going to do it. And then I think Naniwa literally said something along the lines, and I can't quote him as excellent black screen there, which was, I can't see. I'm in the dark.
It's, oh, wow,
it's trans.
No.
Brilliant. What a great show. Yeah, was kind of just said, yeah, you like the money, right?
Yeah, that was pretty much it. The community went pretty nuts on Naniwa, too. It was like top of Reddit once again, everyone giving him shit. And I mean, like, my take on that is kind of that, you know, you see someone who's like, oh, I love esports so much, and it's just kind of like, eh. When I look at Husky, it's like he's not a bad guy. I mean, I've worked with him, and he is a great guy, and he drives so many of the casuals into StarCraft 2. But you know, if he really was so gung ho about, you know, loving esports and everything, I feel like when I look at his Twitter feed this weekend, I would have seen maybe a tweet about DreamHack Bucharest or a tweet about, you know, these other events going on. But it's really just kind of all about him, and it's like that's fine. I think it's important for people in esports to just kind of be business people and want to run their own thing and promote themselves. But when you kind of go out there saying that, you know, I'm doing so much for esports, it's like, well, sure you have, that's good, but I don't know, it just kind of comes off as a little bit I don't know if facetious is that a word? What does that word mean?
But,
fucking broke it.
And yeah, but of course, guys, welcome to the good radio show. Powered by Asus, also selling digital radios these days. Yeah, you can also get just the normal
This
ones.
Is a real train wreck, isn't it?
Should we just take a break now?
Trance has crashed XSplit.
Trance has crashed XSplit. That is what's happened.
All right, let's.
Trance has killed XSplit.
So is the stream dead, or?
No, it doesn't look like it. It's still going. Yeah. Two good radio going.
Yeah, but how does it... Oh.
Will the podcast be available on iTunes?
Yeah. Fuck the podcast, get it live. Podcast is now available on Twitch TV. Listen to all your favorite radio stations. And now a word from our sponsors. When you look behind, you surely see a face that you recognize. You're not alone. Oh no, don't put it on yet. You have to tell me what the song is.
No, you have to guess.
Alright guys, welcome to the good radio station. All your favorite tracks all day long. We're gonna leave you with this little goozy. Don't crash, because that's what we're gonna do to the show. my god. No. You did not just spit
it. No, he didn't.
Put the mic on.
Apollo's face when
you
that
happened. You spit a drink over the soundboard.
No.
Did you spit a drink over the
soundboard?
All right.
Look at this, guys. Holy shit.
Yeah. We didn't even want to use it. What's the point of fixing this? We've done all the segments now. And that concludes the show, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. The funniest thing of that moment, actually, was just having Trance on speakerphone, swearing. Now you fucking do this? What the fuck? Best kind of tech support. So we're back, and we were rudely interrupted by technical gypsy idiots in the thing, breaking stuff. Hey, Mingles, how's it going? I haven't had you on the show for a while. You want to come over and say hi? No, you want to fuck off? Sean, give me cat. Don't throw it like Faz did. Hello.
There you go.
Welcome to the show. You're making up for our technical difficulties. If everything goes bad, just give audience cat. Don't jump down. You should stay.
Cat ass.
Oh, yeah. Oh, where are you going? Okay, just chill. Okay? I know.
You should scoot out a bit. So
comfortable.
I was playing that game with Mingles today. You know when she goes under the covers and you poke her? She did it and she caught me real bad.
Dude, Scriff was holding Mingles above his head and was like, Simba! And then I came over. And then I was like, I put my face there and Scriff started shaking her and she clawed my face and held on to my face with her claws because Scriff doing Simba. Hello, Mingles. You've somewhat obstructed my good studio mouse pad. Mm-hmm. But you seem happy.
You got the real deal, dude.
She goes under the bed covers. When you're above, you can like poke the bed covers and she goes mental and she's like either, and then if she's above the covers, you go underneath with your hand and you poke up and then she's like, and then she wants to go under the covers to find whatever is under there, and then you do it when she's underneath as well. She freaks the fuck out. She seems pretty chill now. Can I use my mouth? Yeah. Oh, just kick it to me. That's fine. Samla, leave. No, Samla.
What's
that? Yeah, I don't know. I've got a cat.
It's like cat goes on desk and everything stops.
I can't. Let me bring out the document. She's really just... You need bigger mouse pads.
Cat pad.
Cat pad, yeah.
Yeah, just, you know, enjoy.
Just watch.
Petting cat.
She's quite happy lately.
How amused are
I don't have my mouse anymore. My mouse is not registering anywhere on my screen. Mingles, what do you do with my mouse? Huh? I think she likes it down here because it's warm.
Well, we also provide the food. She's keeping tabs on us.
Yeah, but the mouse is actually not showing me.
What happened?
I have no mouse. So I can just tab through.
It's alright, we got the Slayers drama up next.
Okay, Slayers drama is up next, so let's get back into the best show on Twitch TV. Powered by Asus. You can go to facebook.com/ROGNordic. Go there. Where are we? We're in... Okay, Slayers drama. Who wants to introduce the Slayers drama?
It's all you, Summler. Take it away, and then I'll add my piece.
Your piece?
My piece.
Alright, so I'm sure as many of you know, Slayers has officially disbanded now. They're no longer an ESF team. This is...
They were never an ESF team.
No, okay. Never an ESF team, but point being, there was a lot of drama that floated around because of this. Jessica, Boxer, MMA, Crank, everyone had their say in it. It's been a lot of pointing fingers and he said, she said. And this is exactly what Mingles thinks about this. She's like, Jessica, I heard about that. Here, this is what I think about her. Yeah, Mingles. She's on top of her game. All right, so there's been a lot going on, actually. It's kind of forced a lot of people's hands. They've had to make statements regarding it. There's been statements, counter-statements, interviews about those interviews. And really, it's all become one big jumbled mess. There's a lot of drama floating around, though, and that always gets people's blood flowing. So, essentially, I guess the latest bit that's been released was an MMA interview addressing some of the issues.
The most recent thing was the phone call log.
Oh, that's been released afterwards, right?
Because that's of the a little bit thing. Scary that that was even recorded. But yeah, the phone call between Crank and Jessica came out. And there's full translation on ESFI World. I know the Team Liquid News topic basically is links to everything. So, yeah, I mean, you can go read up on it if you care.
That's
it's kind of at this point where it's just like, oh, more of this. And it essentially just boils down to, like, her feeling betrayed by Crank and then kind of scapegoating him, arguably, depending your perspective and so forth. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's kind of interesting. You look at the Slayer's roster. I mean, I'm looking at Liquipedia here. And you've got... Sleep, Golden, Dragon, Tasia, Ganji, and Crank, who all ended up leaving for foreign teams under all different circumstances. I mean, Crank basically maintains that he was pretty much just going to quit being a pro gamer, and then he got contacted by Total Biscuit and was like, oh, I can actually maybe do this. And so he did end up joining a foreign team where it wasn't his original intention. So it's unfortunate.
But, yeah. It seems
she
like
does seem batshit crazy though. I'm just gonna throw that out there. Like really, like the thing is she hot? She's hot, right? Because it goes back to that, you know, Barney Simpson thing.
Though.
Like the hotter they are, the more crazy they are. You remember that graph?
The Barney graph.
Of how if I had a mouse, I'd bring it up. I mean,
easily entertained.
Cats are fun. You need to have more babies.
Yes, she does. She does need to have more babies.
She's a slime.
No, so hard to concentrate. She's so fluffy. And she just gives you, like, you know... You know when in girls they don't give you attention, so you want to give them attention? She plays that so well, man. Look at her. I don't care. I'm not even looking at me.
Only when she wants it.
Would you join Slayers and play under Jessica? No. Because you're more intelligent than her. Super cat. Really come a long way with this show, haven't we?
Yeah. It's like, how often does she come down now?
She actually loves this.
She loves you can go harder than that, too.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Oh, sorry. You like it too much. You're looking at me. What did I do to you? I fed you twice today.
If Trance was there...
He'd have turned his stream off by now.
Well, I'm not really clued up on the whole Slayers drama. All I know is, like, I think she's batshit crazy. I think anyone that handles PR that badly, you know, if she gets out of Slayers, maybe she can get a job at MLG, because it's still probably an upgrade. and otherwise, there's much left for her in esports, really.
Well, I mean, she's Boxer's fiance, so she'll always kind of be around, I guess. So, I mean, the at the end of the day, basically, I believe the contracts for those players...
I don't think good StarCraft 2 semen helps. Just saying.
Your joke went over my head.
Okay.
I don't get it. But anyway, I think it's like November 6th. Oh, wife, I thought... No, Paula says wife. I thought they were just engaged. Oh, yeah, they did get married. There are all those pictures, yeah.
No, I thought that those
beautiful,
were just...
Beautiful ceremony,
really?
If I do recall.
Was this a while ago? Because I thought those pictures were just some kind of like magazine thing.
Who cares?
Who cares, really?
The point is, the players, I think it's like November 6th, 7th, when those contract ends for, I believe it's Alicia, MMA, Ryung, and I think there's one other, but...
Jonesy.
No, he's been on Complexity for like a year, okay?
Well, he was part of the original
contract. No, but he got let out of... Yeah, he was one of the five contracted players, and he did... he got let out for...
Yeah.
Whatever reason.
MMA brings up a pretty interesting point. You know, speaking of Crazy Bitch, apparently MMA, according to MMA, Jessica's the reason why Boxer lost his passion, because she was meddling so much in his practice, etc.
Do you know about the validity of that?
That's actually on ESFI right now. The interview with MMA came out, and they did a quick translation over there. good read. Go and, you know, get his opinions on the matter.
I guess we can only speculate how crazy she is. Maybe she's not crazy.
Maybe she isn't.
Because we've never really... I've never met her.
Shook her hand. That's it.
You shook her hand?
Shook her hand, man. This hand right here. Jessica's hand.
Never washed it.
Never washed it again. Alright, enough about that. That's just drama. If you guys want, it's all over SC Reddit, it's all over Team Liquid, it's all over ESFI. If you want more information regarding that, just go and, you know, give the articles a read, give the interviews a read, make up your own damn opinion. That's really what it comes down to. We're just going to be here to kind of give ours.
The question is, will MMA go to EG, or will he go to Axiom and blah, 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 blah?
The next move for him.
Looks like Ryung is...
He said that Crank was like one of his best friends on Slayers, so you could, I mean, it wouldn't be out of the question to see him move over there.
Yep.
So that's probably the likely one, unless EG just kind of like, you know, write him a big fat check and be like, here. But yeah, we'll see how good Scoots is with his Monopoly money. In any case, moving on, apparently this was added into the document. Recently there was another suspension. Sho has been suspended for not playing StarCraft 2. Or is that not actually part of the news? Because you're all laughing.
No, that is part of the news. I mean, it's not really newsworthy, but Clipsia has suspended him without pay for a month. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess he's having a lot of fun playing Diablo.
Is he still playing Diablo 3? Like, is that still his thing?
Apparently. I don't really know.
Apparently, yeah. So yeah, Sho suspended for not playing StarCraft 2 to not be able to play StarCraft 2.
There's a full statement on Team Liquid from the Eclipsia management. They've really stepped up their PR since the meme contest and like five other train wrecks. I feel like they've...
They're obviously keeping on top of
it. I think some other people in the industry over in the NA scene have some stuff against some of the Eclipsia management.
Yeah, well, I mean... Scarlet, Desro, and there's one other player that were temporary on Eclipsia, and their like plans of going to Korea, opening that, and then it didn't happen. All left, and yeah, I don't know.
All right, and of course, yeah, but in shows, he was on Dignitas, I feel, and wanted like some full time salary. There's one point, and Dignitas were like, well, and then and that's why he left. And at the same time, in terms of I'm sure he made a conscious decision. It's like, oh, they want me to do this, and I should be doing this, but I'm actually doing this. I'm probably making money off the auction house. So,
can you make a lot of money off the auction house? Mm-hmm. People getting rich off that?
Yeah, I don't know about rich, but I can imagine there's guys playing it.
Yeah,
buying a lot of ramen and managing.
I haven't heard like big stories, but I'm sure people can. Just heard like people like, yeah, I sold this for this much, and I think you can sell maximum for like 250.
Yeah.
But people are. Not even selling items.
Well, I think you
so
sell the
anymore.
Gold.
They're selling gold
and then
now
you...
because it's worth, because you can get more. Yeah. Okay. So that happened as well.
I guess the last big thing with. Actually, there's kind of two things. One that isn't on here that we should probably mention is the. We'll do it now quickly because it's kind of obscure, but the World Esports Masters 2012 is Chinese tournament. I believe it's. Is this weekend, October 25th to 28th? Because that's when this tournament is. Sase, JYP, Alive, Marine King, MMA, MVP, Leenok, and Nesty going to China.
Shit, and, that's one hell of a lineup.
How are you doing, by the way, Weppers, in our StarCraft 2 segment?
He's providing a lot of emotional support for me in this corner, so...
he's keeping you warm over there.
Yeah.
Alright, yeah, and of course, just a... recap on the one last thing we didn't really go over. ESWC.
Oh, yeah.
Is, of course, same time as MLG Dallas. Semler's actually going to be there, potentially, in person. Have you booked your flights?
Yep. Leave Thursday morning.
So he's off to ESWC, so you'll be able to visit Semler, and you can speak French.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a reason.
There's a reason to go now.
Yeah.
Stefano will be there, too, actually, so it's going to be a...
Yeah, the returning champion.
Yeah.
Passed up on going MLG.
Mm-hmm. Hey, getting them French dollars. It's a good prize pool as well. I think it's like $20,000 to first place or something like
that. Yeah, I thought it was like
pretty
20,
much dictates 25. Where Stefano wants to go.
Yeah, I mean, it's same money at MLG, but a little bit more difficult to get that money at MLG.
Yeah, he'll be on home turf too.
And so. I mean, being on home turf, like, you can't blame the guy. I mean, why wouldn't you want to play in your own country? And
it'll be a good comeback for him, especially since he's been on, well, you know, suspended or on break or whatever for the past month. Missed two events. He's going to come back, Stompface in Paris. So... I'll get him back on the map again, no problem.
Yeah. All right, and so we're moving out of StarCraft 2 now. Is everyone?
Well, we should mention, I guess it's kind of a big deal, the OSL finals.
Oh,
you knew all about those, right, James? Who's playing?
Well, I think it was DRG versus Rain.
Oh, shit.
And
I should have taken it out of the notes before I asked them that.
And, of course, you know, MC was beat out last. No, I don't know what that means.
Is last a player, or is last just like...
No, last is a
part
player.
Of a format
thing.
Yeah,
he's last a player.
That's a player, okay.
MC beat him out. Yeah, I think. I'm pretty sure. Yep. Confirmed.
Victory
80% confirmed?
100% victory.
All right. Confirmed. I'll double confirm that.
Yeah? Hmm? Go on, give us a breakdown.
Oh, that's it. He got third. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be sick. Rain.
And it's this weekend, the OSL finals, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys going to watch that, I guess?
Yeah, definitely.
Where's it being broadcast?
Twitch TV?
Yeah.
Excellent.
It'll actually be quite interesting to see the viewer count for that, because I mean, you never get to see what how much of the foreign audience is watching, you know, events like the GSL finals. So
yeah, some guy from World of Tanks told me GOM TV can get like 2 million concurrents.
Maybe if they're broadcasting World of Tanks.
All right then, so moving on, Bloodline Champions, just to bring it up, there's not so much happening in BLC recently, guys. We felt really bad because like the European scene has dropped off, but apparently it's still going quite strong over in Russia and Ukraine, and Bloodline Champions had its tournament with about 5k concurrent viewers.
Jumped up a little bit in the finals, but about 5k in the semis.
And over at Star Ladder, who just finished off their season 3 finals.
This is pretty much the event for BLC right now. It's ongoing league, but as you all know, if you're watching Dota 2 or anything like that, you guys are kind of aware. But BLC still going strong in Russia, 5K people, and not only that, but Russian team came out on top. Mouse1 actually took first place over Razer. Meanwhile, in Finland, have been favorites to take it for like 3 tournaments now, and they are forever doomed to be second place. So poor Intarion, poor Gaz, poor Yahoo. But, congratulations to Mouse1 for taking it. Also, Gobo took third place with 1.5K. So, congratulations to those guys. Definitely well worth it. And they actually partied, like, the entire time with the Dota crowd. There's actually a picture. There are Intarion's actually in the intro vid. Shout out to Intarion. He's the guy clapping, like, with the white shirt and the thing. I was just like, that's my boy! Yeah.
I think they were watching Mouse play then.
Yeah, they were doing something about it.
Yeah.
From the last season.
Of course, in Quake Live,
What does it mean, Mouse?
Well, yeah, what do you fucking mean,
last season. The intro video for Star Ladder. Last season, you can see Intarion sitting.
It's all right, man. Skiff, calm down, sit down. It's all good.
No. So, in Quake Live, got officially announced for DreamHack Winter, sponsored by Kingston HyperX. I was about to say Kingston there. So, you will be seeing Quake Live at DreamHack Winter. We don't know yet if it's going to be featured on the ice hockey ring on the main stage, but it's always a possibility. And also worth mentioning that it's 16 players, 70k prize, and Androids was the actual LAN that just finished recently. And I can't bring it up because Vingles is on everything. And. I don't know if you can bring up esreality.com just to see the results of Androids, but it was a LAN that even some of the Quake players were organizing their own monitors for, to help everyone have monitors while they were over there. 70k SEC prize money. Really sorry, guys. And I'm not sure who won Androids. Can you see the... it was...
We got it here.
Can you just drop on schedule? Because the schedule might just... If you drop that down.
No, we have the grand final results. Here we go.
Yeah, results. So who won? I'm guessing it's Cypher or Avic, really. This website does
what
not
the
look
hell
good.
Is this?
Okay, that's not a good website.
Quake Live, let's do 1v1.
Someone's now researching Quake Live results for me.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't know who's going to be casting it. I guess it's the Level Up guys, and normally I make an appearance there, and Red Eye is more than welcome to sit down with me and cast some Quake. Which he's done plenty of in the past. Yeah, okay, so don't know who won that,
it looks
guys.
Like nobody
but
actually.
You can actually head over to esreality.com and check out the results. Sorry for making that very...
Hey, we're on our game tonight, man.
Very disapproving for the Quake Live audience. But play more Quake. All right, so in Dota 2, Wepaz.
Yes.
get you involved. Same for you.
Sounds good.
What's been going on in Dota 2, Wepaz?
Starladder, probably the biggest thing in G1 League started, but Starladder first is, yeah, the LAN finals were finished this weekend. We didn't see it because we were in Bucharest, but our team did great. Came in third. We could have won, but yeah.
They said
they weren't on top of the game the last day, so.
So who actually won? Was it Na'Vi?
Yeah, Na'Vi.
Yeah, won. Na'Vi beat out Empire.
Empire played really well, which is kind of expected, but since people hadn't seen them on LAN before, it was like, we know they're really good online, but how good can they be on LAN? But they showed to be really strong on LAN as well. So I think that's going to be one of the teams to look out for, like DreamHack Winter and so. They're probably going to be there. And yeah, I don't really know the numbers for Starladder or anything like that. But
I saw like Toby hopping around like 16K.
It was like really big because in total it was over 100,000 viewers.
Yeah, we actually...
all the languages and stuff.
Oh, really?
So
apparently
it was 100K.
Yeah, apparently it was 104 total. It was like 40K China, 30K on Toby, and 34K for Valat.
But it was a really entertaining tournament as well, since the international one of the most entertaining, I think. Especially, well, we can probably brag with our team. They probably played... People are saying that they played the most entertaining games the first day. So against, what was it like?
I remember that game being pretty fun.
Pulse as well. Yeah, they played some really entertaining games. So if people want to go watch the VODs, I think they're up on Join Dota for English commentary and on owned for
what do you make of the new lineup for, I guess we won't call it Mouse, but you know, the good B team. Like, what do you make of their new lineup that they've been sporting since the
international? I think it was just a temporary lineup for Starladder. But I heard, I don't know if it's true, but I know Sing Sing talked about it on stream today, that they'll most likely be going to ESWC. Mm-hmm. Instead of No Tidehunter, because Black is the only one that can go in No Tidehunter. So No Tidehunter is Black, Admiral Bulldog, Kissels, Quicks, Eternal Envy, S4. And apparently no one can go except for Black, so they're going to go with the good Sudo B team. But
sweet.
I don't think we're sending them, but yeah, they're going to go there anyways and play.
And so basically, Na'Vi still good, Empire looking good for DreamHack Winter.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens with Mouse. Now, Pulse Gaming, in terms of Wagamama and his team.
Yeah, just got picked up. How did they perform? I think they performed really well. I think they came like fourth, fifth, or something like that. So it was really good.
They came fourth.
So, yeah, they played well. They got picked up right before the tournament, like the day before they announced it. I think they've probably been talking for a few weeks or so. But, yeah, they announced it like right before the tournament started. So, it's going to be interesting to see. Because they're looking... Like, ever since they left Infused, they've been looking stronger and stronger for every tournament they've played. So, they can probably be a top contender for DreamHack Winter as well.
Yeah, and what about M5? Because
I think M5 is really good as well, but...
Pulse beat them 2-0.
Yeah. M5 was incredibly strong at the start of Starladder. They played really, really well. But then they kind of dropped off because people... I don't know if people started playing more together, so they caught up to them again because they've been playing together like ever since International ended, because it's pretty much C-Nation, the old or Z-Nation. So they played together and they didn't play the International, so there was no roster issues or anything like that. So it was like one or two new players.
Mm.
So, but I think people caught up to them a bit. But I think they can, like, if they stick together, they can probably improve as well. Because most teams, like, they have one good or bad tournament and they disband. So, we'll see.
Yeah, and of course, G1 League, you mentioned, started. Where's that heading over? That's obviously the Chinese league.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest Chinese, together with Ace, I think, are the two biggest leagues in China. And they changed over for this season to have Dota 2, so... I think there were games today or yesterday with LGD played against N9 today. And then,
MUFC, I think, played as well.
Yeah, MUFC have played.
But that's pay-to-view, right? Like, G1, is it pay-to-view?
No, I think they have, like, NASL, so you pay for higher quality. Because they have it on Twitch, they send it on Beyond the Summit. So it's LD and Gods casting. I believe Bruno was with them today as well, casting.
Oh, really, Bruno?
Yeah, they were.
So they had Bruno as well. I didn't catch any of the games, but I heard that N9 actually played like 1-1 against LGD or something like that. So I think it's they only played two games and then you get either 1 point each or 3 points for winner.
Yeah. Apparently stream is free and you pay for in-game a spectator client.
Oh.
And apparently it's $8.
But you have to pay for the VODs though on Twitch. And but LD puts them up on his YouTube channel, so they're free. They're free on his YouTube channel, but they cost on Twitch.
They're gonna shut that
so
shit down.
You have
down
to pay
tomorrow.
For VODs on Twitch, and LD gets them on his YouTube. LD, we're on to you, killing
esports, man.
That's going on, and of course, other news in Dota 2, Fnatic.
Yeah,
Raid Cool, Fnatic RC, as they're now known, picked up a North American Dota 2 team.
Yeah, JT, I believe it is, together with the most known player, I guess, is Tabaco on that team. Played Han back in the days and was one of the best Han players until he stopped. He works with Twitch as well, one of the engineers there. So he's been playing a lot of Dota 2 and created a team, and now they got picked up with Fnatic. From the start, it was going to be PowerNet creating a team, but he got university, like, crossing paths, so he couldn't play. It was, they pretty much had the roster done. It was like PowerNet, Eternal Envy, S4, who is now in No Titan Duracell instead, and then two other players, which I can't remember. I think Black was even, like, almost suggested in there, and like when PowerNet left, they didn't want to sponsor Tonal Envy's team, and now they picked up Tabaco instead in his team. So it's gonna be interesting to see. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see how they play. I haven't really seen. I've seen some of the games. They look like a strong team, but I don't know if they can really compete with the biggest teams. Maybe if they play together a long time, or just
Wait,
keep on playing together. So
Mingles is dreaming. What are you dreaming about, Mingles? It's all fidgety and twitchy. No, she's gone.
Wasn't there like a female tournament or something?
Oh, yeah, at Star,
yeah, there was a female tournament.
That was like biggest hype. I have no idea what teams played and how it went, but yeah, it was a female tournament that
Do
not, and
do not care about the female Dota 2 scene?
Didn't even hear it was supposed to be a game, and we were in Bucharest, didn't have a computer.
Excuses.
So there's some photos going around on the Na'Vi page, like Light of Heaven really coaching those females. Yeah. Like he was like bending over their shoulders.
There's some photos of the females as well.
Yeah.
Some
yeah.
other photos.
Yep. Some other photos
in Reddit thread of Dota 2/R.
You'll find some other photos as well.
You'll find it. You'll also probably find it. If you want all the photos and then more, just go to the VG boards on 4chan. That's where I'm going for my resources. Those guys are pretty clued up when it comes to photos.
Yeah, Toby and Vlad cast it out in
We're
English,
not sexist,
so.
By the way. We're just trying to grow esports in every way, shape, and possible, including my pants.
Yeah.
And, and that's where we're going to be going with this.
I can't laugh, actually, because I'm going to get hunted down by the Swedish, like, there you
go. Eno.
That's a very horrible thing that you just said, James. I hope that you feel terrible for that.
I do feel terrible.
Good.
Terribly good.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that happened, and then some patch note changes.
Yeah.
6.7.6.
Yeah, so new patch notes, so no like B or C patch, but actually the next patch got, the patch notes got released, which got some major reworks on some of the heroes, or not major, but some skill reworks. I know Centaur Warchief got a new ultimate, Drow Ranger got some reworks on her ultimate and her passive, as well as Silencer got a rework, Silencer's Glaive, the passive is different now,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's like, sounds really overpowered, the passive. And yeah, they tweaked stuff. Morphling's cast animation got a bit faster. Just tweaks and some reworks on some skills.
There was the one that you mentioned, Force Staff getting reworked.
Yeah,
and I think
staff
that's probably
reworked.
One of the bigger parts of this
Yeah,
patch.
So kind of like in stats, it got a bit nerfed because they removed the 10 damage and attack speed because they reworked the recipe. So the recipe is now Staff of Wizardry, Ring of Regen, and Recipe for 1,000 gold. But the thing you can do as an offlaner is you can get Tranquil Boots in and then split them up and get 4 staff from that, and then go like Face Boots or whatever after. Maybe get a Bastion or
That's
something.
That's right, out of BC.
Yo, they buffed Boots of Speed as well.
Yeah, well, they nerfed and buffed all the boots. Yeah, yeah.
It's
they 50. They decreased the cost.
How is this a buff? How is this a nerf? They,
because
they made
decreased
it cheaper.
The movement speed.
No, move speed bonus...
They decreased the movement speed of all moves by 5, but they decreased the cost as well.
I'll take the 50 gold over the 5 move speed.
Yeah, because travel didn't get nerfed.
In Canada, going slower is better. So
hey,
that's a buff.
No need to be in a rush. The Force if you got more money. Yeah.
The Force F got cheaper again, though. So it got 150 gold cheaper because of that rework. But yeah, it kind of got nerfed with the damage and attack speed. And then, yeah, boots got nerfed, but buffed for supports because they can get them earlier. Like they did with wards, they reduce it by 50 gold, so supports can get it earlier, it feels like.
Right.
But they also, all the boots except for boots of travel, they decreased the movement speed. So boots of travel still got 100.
All right, Ice Frog.
Or I think it is 100.
Yeah, and that pretty much brings us to the end of our document. Anything we missed?
We got one rumor for Dota 2.
What?
Citizen J.
The Dota 2 rumor. I've been wanting to do this for ages, but I don't want to miss it on camera. I kind of want to just swing Mingles around while she's on the mouse pad so she doesn't realize until she's all the way over at Semler. It's fucking fantastic.
Oh, she knows.
I'm so close, Mingles.
It's not happening, man. She's off the pad.
You rubbish.
But yeah, there was a rumor about Citizen J might starting to play Dota 2, and he was a really famous Dota 1 carry player who almost always went Rapier. So that's going to be interesting to see. And he had a really famous Medusa. That's what he... Draw as well. So Draw, Medusa, Phantom Lancer, and Alchemist, actually. So.
Yeah, and also, Vigos is streaming now on the Twitch TV.
Yeah.
A lot of people have mentioned him coming back in. So Dota 2, definitely going to get a little bit more interesting.
All the God players are coming back. Vigos, Yamate, Yafetz might be coming back, I don't know. Hopefully, Citizen J, Loda.
What about... was this news from last week? The Perfect World Chinese partner with?
Oh yeah, it came up last week, but it was after the show. So Perfect World is gonna help. What was it?
Partner
up for releasing it in China.
I just don't know that much actually about Perfect.
They've
World.
Like free to play MMOs.
Forsaken World.
It's a bit weird how Steam just can't go over there with Steam, isn't it?
I think that's just how China works. You need a partner.
But the MMOs they made are actually quite big in China. So it's the Forsaken Worlds series and so on.
All right.
So it's going to be interesting.
Thing is, if you go into China and don't...
Have you got your mic on?
Can the stream hear?
No. I don't fucking care. If you go into China without a partner, you're fucked because they're going to rip the game off and do it.
Oh yeah.
Copyright.
We came with Counter Strike. They made Point Blank. Good point. All right, cool. So brings us to the end. Anything anyone else has want to talk about, or anybody in chat knows we've missed lots of things. Kind of a bit mellow today, aren't we? After the first half of the show, it's got really hot in here. Mingles is putting everyone to sleep with her sleepiness. It's like it looks so good. I want to sleep on the table.
She does look pretty damn comfortable.
You look pretty comfortable. I like her little white socks.
Mm-hmm.
She must have lots of pairs because these need washing. Wow, she's tired.
Yeah, she's tired.
So anything else? No? We good?
No news. Sell the pill from
Chris. Tasteless Cassid League of Legends.
Yeah. Everybody said it was shit, I think.
Really?
Because they didn't know abilities and so on.
It seems most people were complaining about his co-caster being
I think people
bad,
just like
that. Yeah, I don't know.
For being tasteless, but I think it was a lot of skills he didn't know and stuff as well.
Well, I mean, if he wasn't tasteless, I'm sure the feedback would have been different. So, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Some there are some people in StarCraft 2 asking about MOBA games. A couple of people asked me to teach them Dota 2.
Dota 2 is a fun game. I play Dota 2. You guys know that. Yeah. But I play StarCraft. Games coexist well, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. It's he joined EMG, right? Meant to be a big agency, meant to tell you what you should be doing with your time. Whoever comes up with the suggestion that you think, I think if you went and did that League of Legends tournament, that would be great for your career.
Well, I mean,
instantly uncool.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think it wins them a ton of points with the StarCraft community, but I mean, it was for GOM TV for the IPL qualifiers, so I mean, it's kind of natural. I mean, there's not a whole lot of English commentators out in Korea, right?
Yeah, but so, like, people have asked me to do stuff, and I've just been like, no. That's how easy it is not to commentate League of Legends.
Pays us like money,
say,
so...
No. Like, it doesn't take much. You do it. Do you want to commentate League of Legends for GOM TV? Oh, shit. No, don't fucking say no, motherfucker. Just no. I don't know. I just felt it was a really stupid move. Like, I was just like...
You think it damages his image?
I just don't think you should go into a game you don't know much about. I mean, well, I didn't... You know,
Is there a lot to know about League of Legends to commentate in it, or...?
I don't think so. Just ban out, like, USA and you're fine.
You have to bring something pretty special to the table to get away with it, especially a MOBA game. Because, like, okay, it's probably... It doesn't have, like... Just the item names and anything,
no, I mean,
any MOBA
for
game.
Sure. I know he played, like, I've talked to him, he plays League of Legends.
Oh, shit.
I went to TI too, but I didn't go as a commentator.
They found the riot in my name.
Huh?
The gig's up, man, the jig's up.
Semler the
they
riot.
They found the riot in my name.
Yeah.
I've actually been playing LOL, these guys have a confession to make.
I don't know, I just don't think he, I just think what he has in StarCraft 2, I don't think he needed to go into that game. I think he's quite comfortable where he is. And so, maybe he just wanted to help out GOM TV, maybe Mr. Che begged him, who knows. But
I want to see them in those outfits for the StarCraft 2 cast.
Oh, you mean the Hogwarts
outfits? Yeah, the Gryffindor. Uniform.
It looked like they were going to Harvard or something, man. It was like back in the 50s, you know, they got their little sweaters on. Should we go to the library? Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. All right. So, anything else to leave the show on? Which is what Mingle's at.
What's that?
We need to use what we fixed.
Oh, we fixed something. Yeah, let's get the picture of Tasteless up then. my mouse doesn't work though. Can you plug in my mouse?
The light is on.
I don't have a mouse. Oh, no, it's come back.
It's alive.
Come back, Pleasure. It's come back. Right, where would I find a picture of Tasteless on his... Yeah.
Should we watch your search?
Just chat, Will. Just come on, chat.
Yeah, chat. Link faster, chat. I'm just going to wait on chat. That's a good point. Chat, link.
Oh, there it is.
I've got a Twitter.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. That was the... He asked Obi-Wan Kenobi to teach him Dota 2.
Did it after the wall.
where's the other links? I'm just going to get porn, aren't I? No, that's fuck. Don't ever grow long hair. I look pretty good though. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, man.
I used to have short hair.
Really fits.
I'm really pulling this off. This look.
You need
fucking,
that, man.
That is fucking scary.
Wear my glasses, Jerry.
Dude, that is fucking. You look literally you with my hair. That's kind of what you get when you go to a school that you don't want to be at. And then all of a sudden, at that school, you find a really weird kind of maybe English or art teacher. And then you find out that what you're drawing for him is pornography. And he's staying, keeping you after class to finger your bum. That looks like. That is not good.
this looks like I grow a lot of weed.
It actually does look a bit like Slasher. I'm waiting to get a haircut, but I'm just going to hold it off to piss more people off. I just figured it's...
Yeah, they're in chat now.
Yeah, we're in chat. Where are we going with this?
Pixar in chat.
Peekaboo motherfucker.
Yeah, I did that.
There's a
one.
WordPress. What? There's some WordPress.
Okay.
With a big house, no audience, and the most of all a comfy couch, this tournament had a very casual atmosphere around it. It included everything from bro fists to people jogging. It even included the cats. What is going on? Someone just wrote about us. Who is this? What's happening here? People notice what we do? Okay. That's weird.
Cool.
Thanks. Yay! This uniform. Boom.
Oh my god.
What's the little badge thing on
the
side?
It's
like,
where, you know, they had the swastika there at first, and then they were like, oh no, that's bad. And I'm like, why did it over?
I don't know, dude, but as far as I'm concerned, I can't really complain about MLG and Blazers anymore. I think that was the strategy. MLG paid GOM TV. They were like, yeah, we do your attire.
Did you see what...
We do clothing.
What Doa and Moltres were wearing one time, the like orange with like pink.
Yeah. Well, I'm wearing a coat indoors, so I can't really play.
Let alone Champions t-shirt.
Mingles, you really need to do something with your life. She's cool. All right, yeah. So that's, I guess we can just wrap up on there. Nice, easy show. We weren't actually meant to have a show today, and then I know we're like, well, we got people in the studio. Wow. We don't want to become less irregular than we already are. Mm-hmm. So the next show that we're going to be doing, obviously, the good show will be back next week, and Hellman and Newman will also be here. And if Adebisi is still around and Wepaz, you want to come in? We need to get a bigger studio here, really, don't we? Yeah. We'd have like 10 people on this show. We're also doing the meeting on the 1st of November. And in the meeting, we're actually going to be announcing two new members that will be coming over to stay at the house and joining the good studio for a little bit. So we've got two people that are going to come over and stick around for 3 months, see if they like what we do and if we like what they do. So we're actually growing by two people, and that will be announced November 1st, live on the meeting. And you guys want to guess who it is? You want to guess who it is? Anybody? Adebisi, you want to guess who's going to be joining us here at the Good Studio?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's no clue, man. You're out of the loop.
I know, I'm just here.
Day 9, maybe?
I heard actually Total Biscuit, they're kicking them out of the States, so were you able to...
Couldn't quite snag him.
Yeah. We've got lots of people guessing. And so we'll be announcing two new people coming over. And that should be fine. And then both of those people will be joining the studio during November, around the 20th. And then we'll be doing content with us, and we'll be upping some of the stuff in what we do across two games. That'll be fun. Don't really know how to talk about this anymore without just giving it away.
How's Reborn doing?
It's shit. What a piece of crap. Lots of people are guessing.
Jessica and Gaben.
They are the ones.
Billy, the coolest kid, is in fact the coolest kid in the chat.
Yeah, so you guys can guess who it is. It's not Faz. That's just lame.
JP?
It's like, hey, Faz, you want to come around the
corner?
What
about JP?
JP McDaniel. Ooh, good. Yeah, maybe. Could be. You'd have to get a bigger studio, though. I mean, we're planning to.
Two similar clones. Fuck yeah. Hi.
Carmack, Santa, TLO.
A lot of Joe Millers in there.
Yeah. Joe Miller was totally. Like, Red Eye joined DSL. Joe was like, I'm out of here.
Can't handle him talking about Pac-Man.
That guy talks way too much. And of course, Red Eye has got his job at ESL now. We didn't think we covered that as much, but I spoke to him a little bit, Red Eye, and seems like a really good position. He's going to be working on some social media stuff and ESL TV, getting some new content out there, making it a little bit more fresh. So I'm looking forward to what Red Eye can do. And, all these guesses are... Yeah, Zoe has another guess.
Mia Rose.
Mia Rose.
Mia Rose and Tara Babcock. He's
the vice president of Riot Games. It's porn stars. Hot chicks, question mark. Zalma. I don't know if I could bring Zalma in. I fear if I had... Oh, Athene. It's really funny because one of the guys... No one's guessed, I don't think. I haven't seen.
Yeah. Alright, so...
Don't give it away!
No, yeah, man. Gotta keep it on the down low.
End the show!
Oh, I like reading chat. This is great. Alright. Yep, so we'll be announcing that 1st of November. Make sure you tune in for the meeting where we basically go over all kinds of shit that we're doing in the studio, and that's also a nice turning point for us in November because we'll be hopefully getting on into some new stuff. And then once we announce the new members of the studio and Once we announce the new members of the studio, we'll also tell you some of the new content that we'll be doing. And that's it, really. We'll just see you next week. What have we got to do this week? Have we got anything coming up in terms of stuff to do? We're all back at the house now. I haven't planned anything for myself because I'm flying. I'm going to America and
I'm going to stream some until Friday, then I got to go home.
And Adabisi, you're actually sat here, right? So you're just kind of like chilling.
Chilling.
Right. Okay.
I'll stream
and
some
then you're
after
getting
this.
Ready to go to Dallas.
Yeah, leaving next Thursday, not this Thursday, next Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to MLG. Mingles, you seem really freaked out by me. Kind of want to roll you over with your little paws.
By the legs.
She's gonna freak out.
Oh, she's not happy.
She's like, what the fuck?
Wake up, Mingles. The show's over. You did nothing the whole time and you earned the most. People liked you the most and all you did was fall asleep. Absolutely rubbish. Have your little blanket. Okay, so we're gonna go make sure you. You go to Asus on Facebook. It's facebook.com/ROG Nordic. These mouse pads will be available soon. Excellent duvet covers for cats, but also if you want just mouse pads. And thanks for coming on, Adabisi. Thanks for joining us, WebPads. And next week we'll be back and maybe see you both again. Otherwise, for me and Samla, we'll see you next week and we'll see what happens on The Good Studio. We'll just make it happen on Reddit, I guess. So, / The Good Studio. We're done now, Scriff. See if you can end the show.
Holy shit.
He did it.